Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Talks between Narada and King Prachinabari, 4th Canto, Chapter 29, Text Number 65. Trinasya Tadrisham Raja Lingina Deha Sambhavam. Shadada. Anubhutaha. Artha. Na. Nama. Sprishtam. Arhati. Trinasyatadrisham. You got someone else. I can't see it. No light here. Someone else can chant. One of the pundits can chant from it. Go ahead. Trinasya tadrisham rajan. Lingino deha sambhavan. Shada sambhanavan arto. Nanamak Sprishtamarhati Tenasya Tadrisham Raja Lingina Deho Sambhavan Sadaswanan Bhutorto Narmana Sprishtamarhati Tenasya Tadrisham Raja Lingino deha sambhavan Svanana bhutoto Namana sprastam arhati Tenasya tadrisham raja Lingino deha sambhavan Shadasa svana bhutoto Namana sprashtamarhati Trinasya tadrisham raja Lingino deha sambhavan Shadasvana bhutarto Namana sprashtamarhati Trinasya tadrisham raja Lingino deha sambhavan Shadana svanu bhutarto Namanak sprashtamarhati Dinasya tadrisham raja Lingino deha sambhavan Shadana svanu bhutarto Namanak sprashtamarhati Tenasya tadvisham raja Lingino deha sambhavan Shadana svana bhutarto Namanak sprashtamarhati Any ladies? Tenasya tadrisham raja Lingino deha sambhavan Shadasvadana bhurtoto Namanak sprashtamarhati Trinasya tadrisham raja Lingino deha sambhavan Trina, therefore, Asya, of the living entity, Tadrisham, like that, Rajan, O king, Lingina, one who has a subtle mental covering, Dehasambhavan, produced in the previous body, Shadavan, accept it as fact. Anunabhava, not perceived. Artha, a thing. Na, never. Namaha, manaha, of the mind. Sprastum, to manifest. Arhati, is able. Translation. Therefore, my dear king, the living entity who has a subtle mental covering develops all kinds of thoughts and images because of his previous body. Take this from me as certain. There is no possibility of concocting anything mentally without having perceived it in the previous body. Can you repeat that? Interesting, huh? Therefore, my dear king, the living entity who has a subtle mental covering develops all kinds of thoughts and images because of his previous body. Take this from me as certain. There is no possibility of concocting anything mentally without having perceived it in the previous body. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Krishna Bahirmukha Kaha Bhaga. This is from Prema Vibharata, famous verse. That actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the supreme enjoyer. When the living entity wants to imitate him, he is given a chance to satisfy his false desire and lord it over the material nature. That is the beginning of his downfall. As long as he is within this material atmosphere, he has a subtle vehicle in the form of his mind, which is the stockpile of all kinds of material desires. Such desires become manifest in different bodily forms. Srila Narada Muni requests the king to accept this fact from him because Narada is an authority. The conclusion is that the mind is the storehouse of our past desires, and we have this present body due to our past desires. Similarly, whatever we desire in this present body will be expressed in the future body. Thus, the mind is the source of different kinds of bodies. If the mind is purified by Krishna consciousness, one will naturally, in the future, get a body that is spiritual and full of Krishna consciousness. Such a body is our original form. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms, Jivara Swarupoi Krishnara Nitya Das. Every living entity is constitutionally an eternal servant of Krishna. If a person is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, he is to be considered a liberated soul even in this life. This is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira can't read the rest. One who engages in the transcendental service of the Lord in body, mind, and words is in the to be considered liberated in all conditions of material existence. Jivan Mukta Sa Uchite. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-2-187. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle. We must teach people to absorb themselves always in the service of the Lord, because that position is their natural position. One who is always serving the Lord is to be considered already liberated. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mamcha yo babichadena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatit joitam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Those who are always engaged in the spiritual activities of unalloyed devotional service at once transcend the modes of material nature and are elevated to the spiritual platform. The devotee is therefore above the three modes of material nature and is even transcendental to the Brahman platform. A Brahmana may be infected by the two lower modes, namely Rajaguna and Tamaguna. A pure devotee who is free from all material desires experienced in the material platform and who is also free from empiric philosophical speculation or fruitive activity is always above material conditioning and is always liberated. Om Agana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayaham Dadari Swapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savarutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Okay, thank you all for coming, and whoever is listening on the radio or the internet or whatever it is. Actually, many people more than are immediately listening listen on the internet. People tune in all different times of day and pick up things. This is basic knowledge, but it's actually no very, very elevated. Many people think, yeah, we know that. But knowing it and actually realizing it or actually applying, the whole process is to purify our desires. The living entity can desire, and then we get what we deserve. So we can't blame anyone for whatever condition we're in, because if we understand that Krishna is doing everything, Ishvara Parama Krishna, or Lord Chaitanya said that also, Krishna is the supreme controller, Arsab Bricha, everyone else is a servant. So Krishna has to make all these arrangements to fulfill everyone's desires. And it's a big mix-up. So whatever is happening to each person is simply due to our desires from the previous life. It says here that you can't concoct anything. It's all based on, we get this body due to our desires in the previous life. Therefore, we should never complain about it. We should take it and utilize it for what it's meant for, serving Krishna. Everyone's trying to change their body. We have a clinic right across the street if anybody wants to get a new body, right? Last time I was here, it said, look 5 years younger in 1 hour. Now it says lose 20 pounds in 30 days or something. People want to change. They're not satisfied. But they have some concoction of some type of material body that they want. And many people in New Zealand, devotees went out like television to ask people, I think, you know, if you could have your next life. And, you know, people are thinking they want to be dog. They want to be so practically not even human. They're thinking that the animals can get more sense gratification without any hassles, so it'd be better. They don't know. Like somebody asked Prabhupada once, what's wrong with becoming a dog? Prabhupada, do you want to be a dog? You can. Krishna will arrange. So we want to, we're trying to develop proper desires. And our acharyas have given, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so many songs which are expressing transcendental purified desires. You know, wanting to serve Krishna. We're chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Prabhupada gave the essential translation that, my dear Lord, my dear energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. And if we can fix our mind on that, chanting in that service attitude, humble state of mind, that's Krishna Prema means complete humility. Just wanting to serve Krishna. Never thinking, you know, why can't I get some happiness? Why can't I get some honor? Why can't I get some reward? Why does Krishna get all the nice clothes? Right? All the nice food. All the people chanting his name. What about me? Right? Thinking like that. So there we are in the material world. This purport's also kind of very strong to annihilate the people that say that we didn't fall down, because Prabhupada mentions it. This verse, Krishna Bahirmukha Aya Boga Vanshakade, is quoted many times. That the living entity is, you know, we're meant to be servants. Jivara Swarupai Krishna Nityadas, that is the constitutional position of the soul, is a servant of Krishna. So devotees don't worry, you know, what type of body we might have in the spiritual world. We just want to serve Krishna. And actually, pure devotee can do that in any place. And the eternally liberated devotees like Narada Muni and Devaki and Vasudeva and Yasoda, those who are, you know, they just like Krishna can appear in different places and different times, they also can simultaneously in different, but they're all, whatever they're doing, they're just serving Krishna. And it's a great science. And if we hear enough about Krishna, if we read Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, like Chaitanya Charitamrita this morning, that if someone wants logic, then apply it to, you know, the work of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and see what's happening. You can't know Krishna, you know, by figuring out Krishna, by inventing Krishna. That knowledge has to come down from Krishna. So the guru, shastra, and sadhu. Shastra is, you know, what Krishna spoke in so many different ways. And then guru is who represents Krishna. He speaks also what Krishna spoke. One time here in Los Angeles, Prabhupada was speaking and he said, it's very easy to be a guru. And I don't know, it looked to me like everybody, but I was really thinking, how can that be, you know? And Prabhupada, he was quiet for a pretty long time. And he said, you just have to say what Krishna says. Not so difficult. Simple, but difficult, because the mind wants to concoct everything, wants to make up something new. You know, nowadays there's many so-called new religions, new age, or new this, new that. But then they're deviating. The tradition is Krishna, and there's so much confusion. I was just in Tennessee, and one devotee there, he has an interfaith meeting every year. and our Radhika Raman Prabhu Ravi Gupta, he stole the show, but I asked the Muslim and the Roman Catholic priest, you know, what kind of God would condemn someone to hell eternally? And the priest, he got bewildered. He was actually from India. Then he said, well, I don't think there's very many people in hell. It's almost impossible to sin. So it's not so bad that, you know, the people that do go to hell, it's like there's not very many. I don't know where he got his information from, but, you know. But we have absolute science of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya is Namo Mahabhadanyaya. He's unlimitedly merciful, so he's come with this Sankirtan movement, chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, and made it easy for anyone. Is freely distributing love of God, but someone has to take it. We have to take it. And then the devotees who take it, they want to give it. They want everyone to, you know, they know this is really good and it's for everyone. People don't, you know, not everybody goes for it right away, but we see, you know, people coming along, or people joining and going away and coming back. But the point is, Lord Chaitanya, he was in Navadvip, he was himself going out every day and with all the devotees. In Puri, he just sent everyone else out. And sometimes he went himself. He went to the temple every day for so much kirtan. Everywhere they're going, it's the kirtan, dancing in ecstasy. And it's still going on. This movement is a continuation of Lord Chaitanya's leela. Harinam Sankirtan, dancing in ecstasy, taking prasadam, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya himself, he was with Gadadhar Pandit daily, something like 3 hours, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, relishing it. And Gadadhar is Radharani, but together, when Lord Chaitanya... he's Krishna in the mood of Radharani. When he's with Lord Nityananda, he's Krishna and Balaram. And when he's with Gadadhar Pandit, he's Radha and Krishna. He's Krishna. And sometimes he's completely in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Because he wanted to understand, like, what is it about him that is so attractive and makes Radharani love him so much. So we have information. We have the 6 opulences of Krishna, beauty and strength and wealth and fame and power and renunciation. He can't not have his wealth. Renounce means he's not attached. He's not proud of his position. He'll give it to anyone. Anyone who serves Krishna can also share in his opulences. Of course, we can't have unlimited like Krishna, but those who get close to Krishna, they can get these things, but nothing can compare. And of all these opulences, it's said that beauty, Krishna's beauty, is the most wonderful thing, and somehow or other, like, covers everything. And we're fortunate to be able to see Krishna daily, the deity. He appears in this material world as a Archivigraha, so that anyone with our mundane eyes, we can actually see Krishna. Of course, we may not be seeing Krishna the same way that the gopis do, who are condemning their eyelids, because when they blink, they can't see Krishna. Or the cowherd boys, if Krishna would just walk behind a tree, they would panic that they couldn't see him, like, you know, just for that however much time when he's walking, he's out of sight for a few minutes. They just madly wanting to see Krishna. The gopis thought that they would like to be like Indra and have 1,000 eyes, and then they could see better. I can see Krishna more. We tend to just come and greet the deities and look at them, and then the rest of the day, I don't know, at least myself, don't madly thinking how to get back to the temple. But Krishna is also appearing in the holy name. And that we can take with us anywhere and everywhere. We should be chanting, 24 hours, but as much as possible. Just read a verse from the Bhagavatam, how the gopis were always chanting the glories of Krishna. And it lists off all their, household activities. They're cleaning the house, and they're cooking, and they're feeding their children, and they're doing this. But they were always totally absorbed in chanting the glories of Krishna. That is, not just sometimes, not just at certain times, not just some ritualistic time, but all the time. And that is our real business. Whatever way, somehow or other, to glorify Krishna. And all our service to Krishna is glorifying Krishna, dressing the deities, cleaning the temple, cooking, telling people about Krishna, bringing people to the temple. We want to bring everyone. That's why we have temples. We want the whole world to come. Prabhupada was saying a long time ago in Australia one time that we could feed the whole city of Melbourne, he said. And it was a very small temple. The reporter said, well, how can you do that? He said, just bring everybody, we'll show you. Gradually we can do more and more. So this purport says when we want to imitate Krishna, then we get a chance. We get so many different kinds of material bodies are available. The Vedas give exact information. 900,000 aquatics, and then so many human forms. But we should want whatever form we have. We want to serve Krishna. We need to purify our desires. So the activities of bhakti yoga are very sublime in order to do that. And we start to want, I have to do this, I want to do that. And we should think, I want to do this. Not that I have to do it. Sometimes devotees think, I have to chant, or I have to go to Artik. Then there's no taste for it. Then we can't keep it up. We have to enjoy it. I have to think it's a privilege. Just the other day I had to rewrite an airplane ticket. So those round-the-world tickets, it's a real process, and most of the clerks, they have never done it. But the girl at the counter, she was really, oh, wow, I don't get to do this very often. And she got really fired up and, was reading all the rules and trying to do it perfectly. And she said, thank you so much for letting me do this. Sometimes they'll just say it's impossible, just so they don't have to do it. No, you can't do it. Get out of here, So that attitude, of course, we need that attitude, but for Krishna, for everything we do, it's a privilege that we're able to chant the holy name, that we're able to be in association of devotees, able to go to Mangal Artik. It's a great privilege, It's not that just Krishna doesn't give himself to just anybody. He'll give mystic powers, he'll give wealth, he'll give, to anybody that does the tapasya, but to give himself, when he lets, someone really engage in bhakti, then he's giving himself. So that's why there's a lot of tests, and Krishna, sometimes it becomes more difficult the more we try to do. That's actually mercy. The devotee is expecting the mercy of Krishna and at the same time seeing that whatever happens, it's the mercy of Krishna, because Krishna is interested in our getting to him, whatever it takes. It might be a little rough road sometimes, but it's worth it if we keep the goal in mind, if we hear enough about Krishna. Krishna appeared in this world just to show his sublime pastimes, to attract us conditioned souls to want to go back to the spiritual world, to see an example of what it is. And then Lord Chaitanya, he came again just very recently. And, you know, we actually have the writings of his immediate associates, and we have his prayers, the Shishastakam, and we have his, you know, memory, we have his places of leelas. And he is very, very merciful, just giving the kirtan to everyone. At the time of Lord Chaitanya, the Brahmins there were thinking that only, you know, caste Brahmanas can chant the holy name. And they told the Qazi that this Nimai, he's invented a new religion, it's not Hinduism. And we agree, it's not Hinduism, it's Vaishnavism. It's Goloka, Golokera Premadana, Harinama Sankirtan. This Mahamantra, this Harinam Sankirtan came from Goloka. It's not something that was created here on earth or invented by some, you know, some scholar or something, but Lord Nityananda brought it down from the Goloka Vrindavan. And they were saying that this loud chanting is going to disturb the Lord, and that if these impure people that are not caste brahmanas chant the holy name will become contaminated. They were so foolish. They didn't know anything. That means they know nothing about Krishna, because Krishna can't become contaminated. The Ishopanishad states like that, that he's... how does that go, that verse? Number 8, Ishopanishad. That Krishna he's antiseptic and he's prophylactic is the translation. Whatever comes in contact with Krishna will become purified, antiseptic. And Krishna can never become contaminated no matter what. So no one is too impure to chant the holy name. It will benefit them. Some people won't do it. They're unfortunate. They might be punished by one of our acharyas said, I'm being punished by Yamaraj because I have no taste. Of course, at the same time, he was chanting all the time, saying he had no taste. Otherwise, we'll say, well, I love chanting, but most of the time we're not chanting. Right? No, I love it. I like it so much. And the pure devotee is always chanting, and he says he has no taste, so he's trying to get a taste. Trying to constantly chant, trying to constantly stay engaged in Krishna's service. So we can, because the mercy is there, but we have to be patient. Enthusiasm and then determination and then patience, because it might not come so quick. First, you know, anyone that comes to, we're going to be very enthusiastic or we wouldn't start in the first place. But then we might think, oh, it's getting hard, you know. I got a lot of things I didn't do yet in my life, and this is too hard, and we don't know the goal. And then we might keep going, but then wonder what's happening, you know, when is Krishna going to... But when am I going to surrender should be the real thing. When am I going to open up? When Kabe habe bolo sedi namar aparada guchi shudanama ruchi kripa bolo habe Ridoye Sanchar, Srila Bhaktivinoda said, when will that day be mine? You know, when offense is ceasing, taste for the name increasing, then the mercy will shine. And that whole song is worth studying by everyone, because he's telling us what we should be wanting. You know, transcendental desires. You know, Kabe Jibadoya, Hoybe Udoya. When will I have kindness to all living entities? That's compassion. That's necessary to go back to Godhead. And he says, you know, Nija Sukabuli, Kodiya Ridoya, when in my heart I won't be caring anything about my own comfort, my own happiness. Then when I get that, then Shiyagyatahala, Koriya Prachar. Then I'll be able to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya. Something like Ashlishiva Padaratam Panashkumam. Lord Chaitanya's prayer, that's Radharani's prayer, that Krishna is my Lord, and no matter what, even if he ignores me or he handles me roughly, you know, whatever, I never give him up. Never think that there's something else. So that our struggle is just with our own, you know, past karma and stupid desires. And if we try to cultivate those material desires, Krishna will also. But if he sees someone is sincere, then he won't give things that are bad for that devotee, that will hinder the spiritual progress. But if we keep meditating and continue to have material desires, and eventually we won't have it in so much time for spiritual desires. So we need to find association of devotees who are very enthusiastic and happy and, you know, anxious to get out, like we have here many, running out for Sankirtan. I heard Prema Sankirtan Prabhu doesn't even take a day off. Because it tastes special mercy to be able to do that. And we want everyone to be doing that. We need, the world is in so much ignorance. When we left the airport, there's a big sign for some movie, I forget the name of it. But underneath it said, trust no one and deceive everyone. Nice instruction, right? You know, this is what they're promoting. Those are the guys are heroes, you know, I guess, in the movie. Some kind of spy or what, maybe mafia, who knows. But that is their mood, that how you should live. Be in total anxiety and fear all the time. They're trying to promote that, you know. And the news, but if we just read the news, it should make us want to surrender to Krishna. We just see a few headlines of all the trouble in the material world. And there's no, you can't stop that. You know, no one's ever going to stop the material world from being what it is. There's never going to be a time, oh, such yuga comes around again. For a little while, there's no disturbances, but then they start coming in again. Demons come, but now it's Kali Yuga, and, you know, life is short. And, Yudhisthira said the most amazing thing was ahani, ahani, bhutani, ahoyad, yamalaya. But still, like this last week or two, we had quite a few devotees leave their bodies. And, you know, still worse, a couple of my guys, oh, so surprised. How can that be? You know, he was healthy or he was this. But all we talk about regularly, I remember when I was first going out preaching, people would always say, why are you Hare Krishna so pessimistic? Because devotees were always saying, you know, you're going to die. Life is short. No, that's pessimism, you know. They're going to make us live forever. The one devotee who just left his body, he just had some big surgery and they put a new valve in his heart. And he said, this one will last the rest of my life. You know, this is really good deal. It did, but life wasn't very long. And whatever we have is going to last the rest of our life. That's true, but it's not. It could be any time. It doesn't. You don't need a war. You don't need terrorist attack. You don't need an earthquake or a tsunami or AIDS to die. You know, everybody dies. I maybe was always morbid, but when I was in high school, I used to read the obituary column in the newspaper. I noted then that so many young people were dying, you know, because you always have this idea that old people die, but children are dying and, you know, 10-year-old people, 5-year-old, the list was, you can still look, I don't know if they still publish it. Maybe they'd cover that up now and they just publish, you know, like all the happy people. But we're all going to die, so we have to be ready that we want Krishna. That while we're alive, we should be cultivating this desire for Krishna. We want to get out of Maya. We need the shelter of Lord Nityananda. Kabi Nityananda Mora Kodi Doya. Chadai Bimore Vishayara Maya. Diyamore Nija. Chadanarachaya. If we can get the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, then we can get out of Maya by his mercy. And then what happens? Anybody know that one? Namerehatete divayadikar. Then we can be empowered to distribute the holy name. Namerehatete, the Namhata, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. But in order to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we have to try to distribute the holy name. Yeah, the books. The books are just the holy name. And then the prasadam, or just give Krishna. Then Lord Nityananda will have mercy to help us, because that's what he wants. So when we try to serve Krishna, Krishna will help us. If we leave Krishna out, then we have to do it on our own, and everything becomes a struggle. So we have the, you know, really, I looked up mercy one time in the folio, because so many people asked sannyasis, you know, give me your mercy. Put your hand on my head, and I don't have to do anything else ever again, right? If I get your mercy, Swamiji. I said, I don't have any mercy to give. All I can do is tell you, chant Hare Krishna. You know, read the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the only mercy we have. You know, it's not some electrical charge or some, you know, magic wand or something. People are thinking like that. You have to take the mercy. And the way to get mercy is to give it. We have everything, because we have the holy name. We have the, you know, the Srimad Bhagavatam. We have association of devotees. We have the deities. We have prasadam. I mean, there's nothing more to be gained except being able to appreciate it, being able to really be grateful to Krishna for giving us so much. And then there's special privileges that we can try to distribute it. That's a special mercy, to do whatever, thinking. Prabhupada said controlling the mind means thinking how to distribute the holy name. Not that you just stop the mind like some Maya bodies will say, stop thinking. No, you have to think properly. Think of how to serve Krishna, how to give the holy name to everybody. Then we can all be very happy. And the holy name is spreading all over the world. Sometimes we sit in our place and think, well, nothing's happening. But it is happening. Many people all over are taking up Krishna consciousness in various ways. In some places, very visible. Some places not so visible. It goes, you know, up and down. But Krishna, this is Lord Chaitanya's movement, and it's predicted we'll go to every town and village. There's a lot of town and villages left for us to go to. If anybody needs something to do, there's plenty of souls out there waiting, right? And increasing in population. In spite of all the abortions and all the wars and all the tsunamis and all the malaria and all the things, the population is increasing. All the birth control, all the efforts they're making, it's not doing any good. The population is increasing. And the only cure is ultimately, if everyone's Krishna conscious, then the population, no problem having a lot of people. But if you have, you know, really demoniac people, even you put two people in a big house, they'll just fight. Right? I heard there's one firm now in America that designs homes for dysfunctional families. You know, like everybody's got their own door going out, or, you know, like they never have to meet each other. But they all live in the same house, cause the children, the wife, nobody wants, they can't even associate with each other. But like a more Krishna conscious family, they can live many people and happily together. And we just like we lived in the crowded ashrams in the early days. Everybody was happy. I remember the Rath Yatra in San Francisco. I think at that time it was maybe the only Rath Yatra. Devotees were coming from everywhere, and we were all sleeping in his garage next door that Jayananda had, and the floor was all bumpy and freezing cold, and there was one shower and one toilet, like 100 devotees standing in line. And everybody was happy. And if you stayed in any one of those rooms for more than 1 minute, right? What are you doing? What kind of Maya are you in? Get out. But nobody complained. Everybody was happy because somehow the ecstasy was there. If you read about the way the devotees were living in Bombay in the early days with Prabhupada, so many things like that because of ecstasy, and still we're carrying on. But Krishna is rewarding now. We have more material comforts, but we have to just thank Krishna for that and utilize it in Krishna's service. Not just think, okay, Krishna's giving me so much now. He loves me. I'm finished. But more and more give Krishna. The more we give Krishna, the more we'll get. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. Any comments or questions? Yeah. Swami? Is what?
First, no one, receive everyone. What does it mean? I would like to...
What does what mean? That's the karmi thing, you know, that be paranoid. Of course, a king in Niti Shastra, he can't really trust anyone. He's always got to have spies everywhere and always checking up on everyone. But at the same time, he has to trust people and work with them. But that's actually, what do we want? We want strong feelings. We want some kind of emotions. So these movies, it seems that they're promoting fear, because that's the easiest emotion to agitate. Like love, you know, really happiness, peace. It's very hard to... But fear, you can make people afraid really easily. It's the strongest of the eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. They're defending. That's the strongest one. Prabhupada gave the example of... You may be enjoying, you know, intimate relationship with, you know, on a physical platform, but if someone comes in the room and says, I'm going to shoot you, you know, you'll jump out the window. Run, right? You give up. If you're eating and the most wonderful food and the building starts on fire, you'll run out. Forget eating. Out of fear. So they, in Kali Yuga, you know, they want everyone to be fearful. And then that mood is so strong that no one will trust devotees. They won't trust, even devotees won't trust, you know, the guru. They're not sure that maybe, you know, Krishna is lying. You know, maybe I should find someone else. You know, what, this is so much work. You know, maybe it's really enjoyable to eat meat. Maybe, you know, an extreme example. Sometimes, but other regulated principles seem to be, many people think that I better go and check out, that maybe it's not really that bad. You know? So this is Kali Yuga, and this is just the kind of things that are going on everywhere. Another movie that was a big thing a couple years ago when I was in London, and it said, forget mercy, forget compassion, forget something else, revenge. And it's a hero, you know, they're promoting, like, this is the real thing. Forget all these good qualities. Forget all religious teachings. You know, they're all bogus. Just, you know, you are perfect. You've never done anything wrong. And someone else is the cause of all your problems. And if you can just eliminate them, everything will be all right. Right? Germs are the cause of sickness. So if you can just take enough, you know, medicine and kill all the germs, everything's all right, you know. The Muslims are the cause of all the trouble. The Iranians are the cause. The Korean, you know, whoever it is. Get rid of them and everything will be all right, right? No. A devotee understands that tenu kampan susamik samanam. You know, I've made my own situation, and so I just have to accept it and try to, you know, work to create a better situation in the future. That's intelligent, that no one else is the cause of our trouble. They may be the, you know, like the mosquito that's biting me to give me malaria, but that's the agent of Krishna. It's not, that mosquito is not independently attacking me, you know, zeroing in on me. They just, wherever there's blood, they go for it, right? And then it's not that every mosquito has malaria, and it's not that everyone that gets bitten gets malaria either. All right? Is that clear?
So, now, I just wanted to say that whatever you said, that is it right or wrong?
Do you agree with what you said?
What is?
What did I say? That if you chant Hare Krishna, that we should want nothing but wanting to chant it. We shouldn't be asking anything from Krishna except that we can chant more.
You know? No, like example, trust no one, that is example.
I don't say trust no one. I'm saying that's what the karmis are teaching everybody, and that's what we're up against to preach, because they don't trust anyone. So they don't trust us either. They'll read the Bhagavad Gita, but they won't trust it. Because they're conditioned so heavily, so we have to try and try, and we have to be pure and keep going so that, you know, people will trust us. We have to be very pure, and we have to walk our talk, you know, so that we don't, that, you know, then when we trust, you know, at least trust Krishna. But most people, they won't know. They're not sure. Why should I, you know?
What I would like
Krishna
to say,
there might
that
be another cheater, another rascal, another terrorist.
What I would like to say that, as you say that, there must be truth in that. When they say that trust no one, receive everyone, is an example about that. As you say that nowadays nobody trusting the guru, nobody trusting.
That's right. So
there must be some truth in that.
There's truth in everything, but it's relative truth.
Because we see,
we're looking for the absolute truth. That's what this class is about, absolute truth. The relative truths are true sometimes, they're not true other times. They're true for one person, not true for another person. You know, it's hot for you, but it's cold for me, right? That's the simple example, Sitoshna Sukha Dukkha. We can see that anywhere. One person has a big heavy coat on, the other person is, you know, sweating like anything. Sitting right next to each other. It's relative truth. So I'm just, you know, I'm not stating that. I'm just, the material world is what it is, and this is what's being promoted.
Now, why
and it is true. People don't trust anyone, and they're being told not to.
Why I'm saying that?
And they think that that'll make their life safe. They don't trust anyone, and then, you know, they won't get cheated. But you won't get any truth either if you don't trust anyone. You won't, if you're suspicious of everyone, just be miserable. And that's the way people are. That's why everybody is suffering and fighting and quarreling and divorcing and, you know, having abortions and doing all these things, because they're crazy. And we know the truth. We have to give it to them. That's the whole point. So why don't you ask about how we can give it to people? Right? How we can give the truth. Why do you have to dwell on the, you know, the untruth? All right?
Like example about Jesus also, I was told that he also did not like the people doing what they are doing. Now, even in the temples, you know, some rituals are, so he was against that, doing things. And he was to establish the.
He was a preacher.
Even the acharyas like Prabhupada in the Mukundamala Stotra, he was writing about false spiritual masters. Prabhupada writes that. So what I was trying to say that when acharyas also criticizing the untruth, which is not real. So that is why I was saying that always there is some truth, but the real truth comes from the parampara system.
That's right. Yeah. Any other?
Prabhupada ki jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shishi Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.